Tonight, I want to talk about a simple subject. Everybody say simple. I'm just a simple guy. I'm not very smart, but I like simplicity, and I love it when God speaks simplicity to me. And tonight, I'm going to talk about a very simple, simple word. Somebody say the word faith. I've heard that word mentioned a whole lot here tonight, faith. And that's what we were in that circle right there. God just totally just changed everything that was going on in this service to coincide with what I want to share with you tonight. Have you ever heard someone say, man, that's a man or that's a woman of faith? I think that's one of the highest compliments that you can pay somebody. It's when you look at them and say, man, they're a great person of faith. When I say that about somebody, and I don't throw that term around very often, but when I say that about somebody, I'm paying them the utmost confidence. Because to me, when I say that someone's a man or a woman of faith, it means that they've got their life together. They got their act together. They're strong in the Lord. And everything that they do centers around Him. They do not make a decision. They do not do anything without first consulting the Lord. And they don't just say it with their mouth, but they live it with their life. And so, how many have ever known somebody like that? You've ever, hopefully, you've been called that. Whenever I pass on from this earth, my tombstone, if it could read one thing, it would say that was a man of great faith. That would be the highest compliment that I could be paid. Maybe you've heard it said of someone, man, their faith is unshakable. Maybe you know someone who's been presented with some kind of news that is terrible, but in the face of that news, they don't look at their situation and circumstances as a burden, but they look at it as an opportunity for God to show off really who He is. Somebody who has a faith that is unshakable. No matter what situation or circumstance that they are presently in, they know that God is their deliverer. They know that God is their strength, and they know that God is going to bring them out from whatever it is that they're facing. Have you ever walked up to somebody and somebody just has just dumped all their problems on you? And have you looked at them and just said, hey man, just have a little faith. It'll be all right. Just have a little faith. Boy, isn't that a canned answer? Just have a little faith. Well, it's easy for you to say. You're not going through what I'm going through. Have you ever said that to somebody? I'm going to be honest. I have. I've said that to people. Just have a little faith. It's going to be all right. You don't have to worry about that kind of stuff. God's going to take care of it. Well, first of all, what is faith? What is it? We hear that term all the time. Just have faith. This man has great faith. This woman has great faith. You should have great. Well, what is faith? I mean, we hear people use the term all the time. You use the term all the time. But really, what is it? Faith. It's a confident belief in the truth, value, or trustworthiness of a person, idea, or thing. Or as the Bible calls it in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says, faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us the assurance about things we cannot see. I'm going to read that again because we all should be shouting. Amen. Right there. It says, faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us the assurance about things that we cannot see. And if we keep reading in Hebrews chapter 11, that's the Faith Hall of Fame. It takes you through everybody in the Word of God who had great faith. I would love to be listed in this chapter. And I'm sure that every day those men look over us to see if we have the faith that they've had in the Lord. So faith. If you haven't guessed it tonight, that's the topic. It's on faith, right? No bells and whistles. No fancy lead-ups or anything like that. Just a simple word, faith. And can I just tell you that faith is the very substance of who we are, and it defines our every single move. But here's one thing I know about faith. Faith moves mountains. Amen? Faith moves mountains. And I've got some questions tonight that I really believe that we need to answer before we leave this place. And the first question I want to ask us is, what do we have faith in? What do we have faith in? Because people put their faith in all types of crazy things. People put their faith in money. How many people have you ever come into contact with who have said, well, I just make a little money. If I could just get over this hump and get a little change in my pocket, then I'm going to be okay. They put their faith in that. They put their faith in monetary things. They put their faith in, if I can just climb the corporate ladder and get to this level, then I'm going to be okay. All my problems will go away if I can just save this much money or that much money or whatever. But what they come to realize as they go through that, no amount of money is ever good enough. Don't you ever wonder why all these celebrities and athletes keep getting in trouble? Because nothing's ever good enough. They think they've reached the pinnacle because they put their faith in all this stuff that passes away. Right? But a lot of people that I know, they put their faith in money. They put their faith in their possessions. If I can have 10 cars, if I can have a bigger house, if I can have, you know, I talked to the youth the other night, one of the nights that we were here, we were talking about the American dream. If I could just have a nice two-story house with a white picket fence and a wraparound porch and two or three cars in the driveway and a swing set in the backyard and the kids will be out playing and everything will be okay. Well, listen, your problems are not going to go away even if you have all that kind of stuff. And guess what? You can't take any of that stuff with you. So it's silly to put your faith in all that, thinking that that in and of itself is going to make you happy, because it's not. It's not. People put their faith in themselves. If I can do this or if I can do that. We live in a very me-centered nation. We live in a very me-centered world, and we rely too much on us. I'm gonna give y'all a little heads up. If you put your trust in yourself, you're going to fail. You're going to fail. Our trust has to come from above. Amen? He never fails. Amen? Some people put their faith in people that they look up to. And that's okay, because I believe that we should have people that we're accountable to. But don't let that become worship. Because men will let you down. Right? Men will let you down. God won't let you down. But men will let you down. Right? Men will let you down. There have been people, listen. There have been people in my life, and I've put faith in them. And I have done, when they've said jump, I've said how high and all this kind of stuff. And come to find out, they're not as holy as I thought they were. And it was a real bummer. But I learned a great lesson. I shouldn't put my faith in them. Right? Some people put their faith in famous people. Right? How many of y'all know that? We shove out big bucks, and we like to go and watch people sing, and, you know, we like to think the best of. I'm the kind of person who I always like to think the best of people. I always like to make excuses for people. I always like, I don't, you know, even if they're famous and they got a lot of money, I just want to thank the best of people. And that's not always the case, but there's a lot of people who just live their whole life around someone they're never, ever going to meet. Right? Some people put their faith, if people put their faith in these things so much that they just center their entire life around them. Some people put their faith in crazy things. Like, some people have faith that Elvis is still alive. Some guy in the back's like, he ain't. He is alive. They're going to dig him up, you know. Elvis is alive. Some people, you know, some people have faith that eventually they'll get a date, right? I ain't staring at some of these kids over here. They got red face, right? When we look in the Word of God, the centurion had faith that Jesus would heal his son. And he made no bones about it. His faith was unshakable, right? When we look at that. What do we have our faith in? Do we have our faith in things or people, or do we have our faith in God? Most of us, when we really get down to it, we have really, really weak faith. Most of us in this room, and I will include myself when I say that, we say we have faith in God, we say we have faith in what His Word says and all that, but we live differently. There's a lot of us who say, oh, I believe God, but we constantly live and we constantly walk in doubt that God will do what He said He would do and that God is who He says He is. Right? We come to church on Sunday, and if we're real holy, we come to church on Wednesday and we lift our hands and we say, God, we believe in You. But when the rubber meets the road, we begin to doubt. Well, I was thinking about you, Sister Betty. I was thinking about when you got that diagnosis. Boy, you really had to trust then. You really had to have faith then. I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine. But right there sits an overcomer.
Amen.
Amen? That's awesome. When we say we have, but when we're tested by things and we put our faith in Him, that He'll come through. Our money says in God we trust, or in God we have faith. But we trust our own ideas rather than believe and have faith in God's ideas for us. You know, our nation says in God we trust, but we don't trust God. Right? We don't trust God. It's a lie. It's a lie. We want to remove God from everything. Amen? We see things with a natural eye, but faith requires us to look beyond that. It requires us to give up control of the situation. We like control. We like control. But faith in God requires us to relinquish all control to Him. Some people don't like that too much. Some people like to be in control of everything. They like to be in control of every action and everything that they do. I do like that. I do like to give up control because I know that God's going to take care of it. So what kind of stuff do we have faith in, and how much of it do we have? You know, the Bible calls us to only have the faith of a single tiny mustard seed. Think about how small that is. Think about how small that is. We believe for all these big things, but God says if you'll only have the faith the size of a mustard seed, that's all you got to have. The Bible says it'll move mountains. Just that small faith will move mountains. So do we have faith in God, and how much of it do we have? Hey, do we really believe that God can use us? Do you really believe that God can use you? Do you really believe that God could use you? I hope we do, because God can. God's got a purpose and plan for all of us. And it doesn't include holding a mic. It includes getting out of bed, and it includes going to your workplace, and it's called being Jesus to the world. But you got to have faith that God can use you in those situations and in those circumstances. It's been said, when necessary, preach the gospel, and when necessary, use words, right? Preach the gospel, and when necessary, use words. Be Jesus to the world. Have faith to believe that God can and He will use you. Have faith to believe that you are good enough for God to use you. Some of us, we don't feel like we're good enough. We don't think that we've done enough. Or God can't use me. I'm just not very smart. Or I'm not very talented. And listen, all God wants is for you to be available. That's it. It's nothing else. It's nothing crazy. It's nothing spooky. It's nothing fluky. Just be available. And God will use you. And God will use you mightily. Amen. Do we really believe that God can use us? Do we really believe that God, do we really have the faith that God can save our lost family members? Just the faith of a mustard seed. Do you really believe that God can save your mom and dad? Do you really have faith enough to believe that God can save your uncle or your brother? Do you really have the faith to believe that God can bring your mom home or bring your grandma home? Do you really have that kind of faith to believe? Because I have faith, man. God's wanting to stir your faith in here tonight. Do you really have faith to believe that God can move in your school? You got to start believing it. If you got to have faith, you got to start living it. We got to start living these things that we proclaim so boldly. Amen? We have faith to believe. Do we have the faith to believe that God can heal the sick? Do we have faith to believe that God can raise the dead? Do we have faith to believe? Do we have the faith to believe that God can and will forgive you of your sin? Because some of us, we're still wallowing around in the same old stuff. And we let the same old stuff come back and just drag us to the ground. And some of us have come to the altar and we've asked God's forgiveness and we've gone back out and we've not participated in that act again, but our past continues to haunt us. It continues to hang over top of us. And God never intended for you to live that way. God never intended for you to be that way. Once He covered it with the blood, man, it was covered. We got to have faith enough to believe it's been covered. And God gives us, when we get that kind of faith, God allows us to walk in victory. Amen. He allows us to walk in purpose. He allows us to walk in a communion with Him that is unshakable. So what do we have faith in? What do we have faith to believe God for? To have faith in something, it's a conviction about that thing. It's a conviction. Do we have conviction enough to believe that God is who He said He is? Because therein lies the key. Do we have faith to believe that God's going to put a church up on that hill? And send people from all over the place. Do we have faith to believe that God will bring the inmates here when they get out of jail? Do we have faith to believe that God's going to send the broken, the people who have been broken, the people who have been just totally just blown off by the world? Do we have faith to believe it? Then we got to start living different. If we have the faith to believe it, then we got to start living different. We got to start praying different. We got to start walking different. We got to start believing. We start living like we know that God's going to do it. Because He is. He is going to do it. Because He said He would. Amen. He said He would. So what do we put our faith in? What do we put our faith in? What God's asking tonight. Another question God is asking tonight is, what do we know about our faith? Here's one of the biggest things that Christians lack. It's knowledge about their faith. I ask you, first thing, I said, what do we have our faith in? Now I'm asking you, what do we know about it? What do we really know about our faith? If someone came up to you and said, convince me, could you? What if I walked up and I just walked up and I said, all right, convince me to put my faith in Jesus. Why is He so much better than everything else? Could we do it? If someone walked up to you at school and said, I have tried it all, but you seem like you have it together, why? Could you tell me? Well, if someone walked up to you and said, I'm dying, I need help, could you help me? Could you convince me? What do we know about our faith? What do we know about what we say that we believe? What do you know about Him? What do you know about the Lord? Who is He? Why do you put your, give me evidence. Show me proof why you have faith in this man. Show me proof. Most Christians can't. Most Christians can sing songs. Most Christians are good church attenders. Most Christians can dress nice. Most Christians can act holy. But most Christians can't defend their faith. We got to be able to defend our faith. If we have faith in the Son of Man, don't you think we ought to know a little bit about Him? Don't you think we ought to know His Word? Don't you think we ought to know what He said when we got up this morning? Because listen, if we're really in tune with the Holy Spirit, we would know they were going to ask before they came and asked. It's true. But what if somebody, Corey, came up to you and said, hey, you say you believe in God, right? Why should I believe in God? Show me Scripture where I can believe in God. Show me Scripture where Jesus is the one and only Son of God. Tell me the books of the Bible. We come to church and we proclaim to know God, but most of us couldn't name the books of the Bible. But we would know what time our favorite television show comes on. And we would know famous quotes from movies. But we couldn't tell you the 66 books of the Bible. I went to college with a guy who thought the Bible, the books of the Bible were in alphabetical order. No lie. He thought the books of the Bible were in an alphabetical order. I had to tell him. I had to convince him that they weren't. See, look, the book of Acts, it's way over here, and it starts with the letter A, right? It's in the middle, toward the end. You know what? I could get up here tonight, and I could make up a story and say I got it from the Word of God, and most of us would probably believe it. You don't know why? Because we don't know the Word. You know, I actually did that in the kids' church service once. I got up and I said, I'm going to tell you two stories, kids. You tell me which one's in the Word of God and which one's not. And I told two stories. And most of them believed the one that wasn't in the Word. And I said, guys, what are we doing? What are we doing? We got to know what God's Word says. We got to know, because we never know when someone's going to come and they're going to need to hear what God's Word says. We got to be able to tell them what it says. Amen? We got to be able to tell them what it is that we are putting our faith in. I want to know. I want to know. I want to know what God's Word says. I want to know what you know about your faith. I want to know what I know about my faith. You know? What about this? What do we know about a Christian faith if you're in sin? You ever hear people that are in sin that don't come to church? Well, I'll pray for them. You ever hear people say that? People who are not involved in church, people who are not born again, will say, well, I'll pray for them. Well, your prayer is that God's not going to hear your prayer. You want to know why? The only prayer God's going to hear from you is your prayer of repentance. Because the Word of God clearly states that He's not going to hear no prayer of those who are away from Him unless it is a prayer of repentance. Do we know that? Do we know that? So those are just air prayers, right? Those are just words. They mean nothing. They mean nothing. Unless it's a, Lord, I need forgiveness. Lord, I need to come to the cross. Lord, I need you. What do we know about our faith? The reason we struggle with things is because we don't know enough about our faith. We don't know to put on the full armor of God. Who is Jesus? Why do we have to live like Him? Why do we have to pray? How do we pray? What is the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Why do people speak in tongues? What do we know about these things? Do we know how to address these things in our life? What do we know about our faith? Do we put feet to our faith? Do we live out our faith on a daily basis? Or do we live out our faith on just certain days of the week? Do we live like Jesus all the time, or do we just live like Jesus some of the time? And I'm not talking about going through a ritual. I'm talking about really living a life sold out to God. I'm talking about really living a life. I'm talking about letting God have control of every area, every situation, physical, mental, emotional, financial, relational. When people look at you, do they know? When people look at you, do they know that you have faith? When people look at you, do they know that your life lines up with God's Word? Or does your life not necessarily mesh with what they know? You see, you live what you believe, whether you know you do or not, you do. You live what you believe. You know what? I want people to see me as, I want people to see me as a man of faith. I want people to see me as a man who is sold out to the Lord. I want people to see me as someone who is in line with God's Word. That's who I want people to see me as. That's what I want people to see. I want to hide behind the cross. That's what I want. I want to live God's Word out in my daily life. But I'm telling you guys, I'm telling you this tonight. I'm telling you that God's asking us, God's challenging us to live out our faith on a daily basis. God's challenging us to believe God for the impossible. He's challenging us to believe Him for the impossible because, you know, He says you just got to have a tiny bit of belief. And if you just have a tiny bit of belief, He'll see that it comes to pass. Amen? He'll see that it comes to pass. If God's for us, who can be against us? Amen? You know? And we got to stop hoping. We got to stop hoping. And we got to just trust and believe, right? We got to stop hoping that one day a building is going to be on that property. And we got to start knowing that a building is going to be on that property, right? We got to stop. Amen. We got to stop hoping that our friends are going to be saved. We got to start knowing that our friends are going to be saved. We got to stop hoping that somebody's delivered from addiction. We got to start knowing that someone is going to be delivered from addiction. Amen? We got to start hoping that we're going to have a good service, and we got to start knowing that we're going to have a good service and that people are going to be changed by God's power. And it's all because of our faith. It's all because of our faith. God wants us to have faith. God wants us to live out our faith on a daily basis. Does our faith have feet? When you're put in a sticky situation, when you're out there in the world and you're put in a sticky situation where it's questionable whether you should participate in activity, what does your faith say then? Do you just go along with it? Or do you step out and you be bold and say, no, I'm not going to go that way. I'm going to put feet to my faith and I'm going to go God's way. I'm going to do what God says. I'm going to go God's way because it means that much to me. It means that much to me. My relationship with God means that much to me. Amen? We got to have faith. Because you're going to be put in sticky situations. You're going to be put in sticky circumstances. But in those sticky circumstances and sticky situations, we got to rely on our faith. And we got to do what's right because it's the right thing to do. Not because it's the easiest thing to do. And not because it's the most glorious thing to do, but because it's the right thing to do. You know, I know some people of faith in my life that I have seen, and I'd like to talk about them for just a few minutes. There was one, it was a lady who I grew up knowing, and I watched her life, and I watched her every Sunday worship God with all of her heart. And her daughter and her son and her son-in-law were away from the Lord. And only her and her husband would come to church, and she worshiped God every Sunday with all her heart. I would watch her. Even when I wasn't saved, I would watch her. And I knew her kids, and I knew what they lived. I knew how they lived, and I knew that they didn't live for God. And I watched this lady, and I watched her worship, and I watched her get up in front of people and proclaim that her kids and that her kids' husbands and wives would come to know God like she knew God. And I watched this day after day after day. Every day I was in the house of God and she was there, I would see this happen. I would see her proclaiming this. I would see her living this out. And I'll never forget the day when her family got saved. And that lady ran around the church and she was going crazy and she was going nuts. But that's not the end of the story, because when her family got saved, this lady got diagnosed with cancer. And I watched this lady Sunday after Sunday proclaim her healing, proclaiming that God's going to touch her life, proclaiming that she was going to walk out and she was going to be made whole. And I watched cancer slowly begin to eat at her body. But I watched her crawl up every Sunday and say, I'm going to be healed in Jesus' name. God's going to touch me. And I remember her traveling all these different places and all these different healing services, just believing that God was going to, because she had faith enough to believe. Even when it was at the bleakest point, she had faith enough to believe that God was going to touch her life. And I can remember going into her hospital room and her laying on her deathbed, eating up with cancer. And I can remember she had worship music playing off to the side. And I watched this little lady lay on her deathbed, y'all, raise her hands and singing, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away, but blessed be the name of the Lord. And I'm telling you, I was probably 18, 19 years old. And I walked in that hospital room and I saw that lady and I saw her lifting her hands and worshiping God. And I said, it left an indelible mark on my life. And she passed away. She went straight to glory. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm telling you, she had faith. She had faith all the way to the end. And I'm telling you, it just transported her on to glory. I mean, Jesus was in the room. I mean, when you walked in, it wasn't a great... He was there. I never walked in that room, and everybody's laying around the bed, and everybody's crying. She wasn't crying. She was worshiping. I'm telling you, it was the daggondest thing I'd ever seen. Because I've seen people in that situation just, you know. But she was going for it, man. She was ready to make that jump into glory, and she did. And it's one of the greatest women of faith that I've ever known. And I tell you, it left an indelible, indelible mark on my life. We got to be people of faith. She had faith to believe her family would get saved, and they were. She had faith to believe that she would be healed. And she wasn't healed, but she was. She was. In the end, she was. That's awesome. And so God's challenging us to have faith tonight. I'll tell you another story to go along with. It's a lot different from that, but it kind of ties into the whole football ministry thing. And again, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for supporting that and for praying for that, and how powerful and how awesome that it's been. What a blessing it is. But about 13 years ago, 13 years ago, God spoke to me and he said, Kelly, I want you to do this. And I really didn't know what to do, and I was really kind of scared to death, to be honest with you. I didn't even know really the right way to approach going out and trying to minister to people. I guess you could say I really didn't have the faith to do it. But I kept listening to God, and I kept listening to the Holy Spirit, and he wouldn't leave me alone. And so finally, I mustered enough faith to say, okay, God, I surrender. Sometimes God's got to get you to that point where you just got to wave the white flag and say, okay, I give up. I'm going to go, and I'm going to do it. And I can remember grabbing my drinks, grabbing my cooler for the first time, and I can remember going to the football field. And I had went and talked to the coach a couple weeks earlier, and he said, you can't come into the football field. You got to stand out in the parking lot. It's not the coaches there now. It's a long time, about five coaches ago. But anyway, he said, you just got to stand out in the parking lot. I can't have you come inside. And I said, okay, I'll do it. And I can remember pulling my cooler up outside. I remember those guys being done with practice. And I remember opening up the cooler. And they come running out. And they come and they grab their drinks. And first of all, I was blown away because they actually came. I didn't know that they would actually come. But I was blown away that they actually came. Okay, it's in a parking lot at a high school over at the old driving range. And they actually came, and I was actually able to share God's word with them. And I'll never forget that first night when 25 guys raised their hand to receive Jesus into their heart for the very first time. I'll never forget that. But it was an act of faith that I believed God for who he said he was, and that act of faith turns into that. We're not in a parking lot there. We're in the end zone right there. And these are bleachers that used to house fans to watch football games. Look at these guys. And you know, I just have faith enough to believe that every one of them will come to know Jesus in a personal way. And you know, I just don't say that because it sounds good in a church service on a Wednesday night. I really believe that's going to happen. I believe that. I believe that these are men. I have faith enough to believe that these are men who are going to make a difference in their culture, in the world, in their communities. I believe that. I have faith to believe that. It's so awesome. So God's saying to us tonight, have faith. Just have a little. He's not asking you to do a whole big old. He's just have a little. Just have a little bit of faith. And if we have a little bit of faith, we'll see the sick healed. We'll see the dead raised. We'll see sins forgiven. We'll see a move of God. That's why I want to see more than anything, man, just a move of God. I mean, seriously. And you know, I'll just say this before I'm done is this. That we're blessed here. I was going to say that. And I hope you guys understand that. I'm just going to take the rest of this time just to brag probably about this church, because it's changed my life. And I'll say that. And there are two great men of God that sit here. And you don't know the influence and impact they've made on me. It's totally changed me. And they would never say that. And this is Pastor's Appreciation Month. So here's my appreciation, okay? I was in a place that I didn't need to be in. And I'm not talking about dabbling in sin or anything like that. I'm talking about just, you ever get in the funk in your Christianities? Everybody ever been there but me? I'm up here talking about faith, okay? I had no faith, right? I was just, whatever. Whatever will be, will be. But God, in His infinite wisdom and glory, sends people into your life at the right time to give you words of encouragement and wisdom to help pull you out. And that's what He did for me. And that's what He did for a lot of y'all too. Truth be told, the reason you're sitting here is for that reason. Right? And so these guys come and these guys start speaking words of truth and wisdom and encouragement to me. And I'm telling y'all, we don't know how blessed we are for two real, and they even hate I'm saying this. That's what I love about them. They are uncomfortable. They want to go around hide back there because they're uncomfortable. But I just want to say it. Couldn't be more honored to be led by two leaders such as this right here. Amen. I mean that with all my heart, I really do. And what they are trying to encourage us to do is real. To reach our community, to be Jesus to the world, it's real. And if we'll just do it, man, we're going to see some great things happen. If we'll just have faith to do it, we'll see some great things happen. Y'all agree with that? I'm telling you. I have never been in a place where God shows up so often. It's unbelievable, man. I'm telling you. I have walked in here and felt nothing on my way in. And when I got in here, I'm a wreck. Some of y'all see me up here. I'm just kind of bent over and down. And just, there was one Sunday when we were talking about donkeys and Jesus riding in, and I'm telling you, I about fell under this pew right here. The glory of God was so strong. But I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you, God's just doing a powerful thing. We got to get on board with it, right? We got to get on board. We got to get behind and support, and we got to be Jesus' hands and feet, right? We got to be that. We got to be that. And we got to have faith to believe He's going to do what He said He's going to do. We got to have faith. So, guys, God bless you tonight. Leave here encouraged that God's doing it. Leave here encouraged that you are people of faith. Leave here encouraged tonight that you are going to put feet to your faith. Leave here tonight encouraged that you're going to learn and know about your faith. Leave here encouraged tonight that God's got this whole thing under His control. Amen. He's got this whole thing under His control, and He's going to take care of it. Amen. Let's pray. Father, tonight I thank You for who You are. God, this was completely off the cuff, but I believe that You said what You wanted to say. And Lord, I just thank You for doing what You're doing in this house. And Lord, tonight I just believe You to do even more mighty and awesome things. Lord, we pray, Lord, that we're going to see the dead raised, Lord. We pray that we're going to see sick people healed. Lord, I pray for that little baby for its ears to pop open. In Jesus' name, I believe that. I believe that. Lord,
I want to be a part of the army.
I believe.
I want to be a part of that generation of people.
I believe You for a move of God, Lord. I believe You, Lord, for the drunk.
He just sang this over me.
To become sober.
You got your best man on your front side.
Yes, Lord. Lord, I believe You, Lord, that cancer's got to bow at the name of Jesus. Lord, I believe, Lord, that there's going to be a day when we walk in here and the wheelchairs are folded up along the walls and people are walking and moving freely in Jesus' name. Lord, I believe You. Lord, I have the faith enough to believe You to do it, Lord. Lord, I thank You, God. I thank You, God, for this house. I thank You, Lord, for the prayers that have gone up. I thank you for the prayers that will continue to go up.
Just like your enemy.
Just do it, Lord. Just do it, Lord. And God, we give you all the glory tonight. We say yes to your will. We say yes to your way.
You're full of prayers.
In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Better trash our idols if we're gonna be in the army of the Lord.
How many have been blessed tonight? How many have been encouraged tonight? How many appreciate Brother Kelly being obedient?
And the greatest idol is you and me. We better get on.
I can tell you firsthand when you have a prepared message and God starts calling audibles, it takes faith to step out on that limb. Because it's a scary place to be just to get out there and rely totally that God's going to give you the words to say. And I really appreciate Brother Kelly for doing that. I'll say this, two things as God was kind of sharing with me as Kelly was talking about faith. One, it's one of those things in life that is really easy in the abstract and really hard in the particular. And so my encouragement to you, or my challenge to you this week, or even tonight, start tonight, is identify those specific areas in your life, things that you really are praying and seeking God about, but those things that your faith struggles with. Those things, you know, we pray too many prayers we don't believe God will answer. And I just wonder why we do that, why we waste our breath, why we pray prayers that we don't believe God will answer. And we'll pray prayers for other people that we believe God will answer, but when it comes to us, we sometimes pray prayers that we don't believe God will answer. So my encouragement or challenge to you this week is, number one, identify those areas in your life, those specific things in your life that you need God to move on, that you need a miracle of God. Identify those in your life and believe them and start working towards believing. The second thing God showed me tonight when Brother Kelly was ministering was, not only do we have a hard time in the specific more than the abstract, but faith is like a muscle. And the more you flex it and the more you work it, the stronger and the more it builds up. The stronger those muscles get. It takes building them, and it takes building them in small things. Too many times we wonder why we don't have the faith for the big battles in life, and many times it's because we've never exercised faith in the small things in our life. And so the other challenge I would give you is not only identify those areas of your life, but the second part of that would be to start acting on some small things. Start showing some faith over your life in some small things. Start having faith in God to do small things in your life. And start building from there. And I you know, this is Wednesday, and I guess it's time to give announcements, but I don't think I'm going to. Just play something, do something. I want to ask you this tonight, this one thing. Those two challenges that I gave you, that this great word that Brother Kelly has given you, I wanted you to just close your eyes with me right now. Everybody in here, we won't be long, I promise. I really don't believe, well, at least I can't promise. But you can leave anytime you need, but I want you just to close your eyes with me right now. And I want you just to see that one thing. I want you just to see that one thing that God showed you. I believe God showed you something. When I told you that it's easier to believe God in the abstract than in the real, or the real situations, the specific situations in your life. I can see it right now. I believe there's people in here that see things in your life right now that you're struggling with. You see areas of your life that you need faith, that you need a faith in God, that you need a move in God, and you need to believe in that tonight. I want you just to see that. I'm not asking you to do anything else yet, but just to see that. Don't quit on God right now. I want you to see that. I want you to see that. And I just told you that faith is like a muscle, and you have to flex it, and you have to build it. And sometimes the silliest little thing, God will challenge us and call us out to do. But those little things build faith. What kind of things? Things like walking down an aisle, like coming to an altar and praying. And some people don't do that enough because they say, well, I've already done that. Or they say, that's just for lost people. Or they say, well, people will judge me if I do that. But sometimes doing those little things, when the word of God, when God stirs, when God draws you, when you just answer and you respond and you say, God, I'll have the faith to do what you've told me to do. I'll have the faith to walk down an aisle and bend in an altar and pray and seek you. Sometimes God will use those little things, and he'll start building those muscles. you'll start building those muscles and you'll start getting strong to tackle those things that you need help with. So right now I'm going to ask you this. If you have something in mind that you really need the faith of God to really, you really need to grab hold of, that you need more faith in your life, the specific things that you see right now, if that's you, I'd just like you to raise your hand with me right now. I'd like you to raise your hand with me right now all over this building. God bless, God bless, God bless. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. The first step of faith I want you to take tonight. I'm not asking you to do this to be cute or to prolong this service or to embarrass you, but I want you to take a step of faith tonight. I want you to flex a muscle that you haven't flexed in a while. And I want you to come forward. I'm going to count to three. And I want you just to walk to this altar and say, God, I'm going to take the first step tonight. I'm going to flex that muscle tonight. I'm going to have faith tonight that you're going to move in that situation right now. Come on. 1, 2, 3. Come on. Come on. Come on. We believe in God. We believe in God. Those of you, anybody in here doesn't come, find somebody to pray with. Find somebody to agree with. These are people with real situations in their life. There are broken people at this altar. There are people with real needs in their life. Bind yourself to somebody. Touch somebody and say, I will agree with you. I will agree with you. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that you've given us a word. I have no doubt in my mind that this is a word direct from heaven tonight. Direct from heaven that saves us tonight. For these people, for us, Lord, for me, for us this time, Lord. I thank you for that word. I thank you for the seeds you've planted. And I thank you for each and every dream represented at this altar. There are dreams all over this altar. There are dreams that have been sleeping, laying around this altar. I believe, Lord, with all my heart, that you've called, Lord, that you've sent this word to awaken the dreams, to awaken the sleepers, to strengthen the faith and resolve, Lord, of your people, that you've called a people for such a time as this, that you've called each and every person, not just pastors and singers and preachers, but you called each and every person to go out and change the world. I believe, Lord. I see it, Lord. I see it with every bit of me, Lord. But Lord, I just ask right now that you just touch each and every one, each and every situation, that you give immense faith, that you boost the faith. And Lord, you start giving small victories that the people here will start entrusting, Lord, and having faith in their daily lives, in the small things, Lord, in the lions and the bears, Lord. And Lord, this Goliath that they see, Lord, these Goliaths that they see, they will fall, Lord, in your name. They will fall mightily in your name. Heavenly Father, I thank you for what you're doing here. I thank you for what you're going to do. I thank you for your word. And I thank you for your people. Thank you.
Here I am.
There was a lot of dreams represented at this altar today, tonight. A lot of dreams. And I just encourage you, like the word tonight, to take those dreams with you. Don't leave them here. Don't let the devil cheat you out of them. You have the faith to see them come true. You take them out of here, and you start working towards those dreams. Praise God. I don't like to point people out because I'm always afraid. I'm afraid I'm going to hurt people I leave out. But, I mean, God just keeps showing me. Dalton, man, your life is preaching, my brother. Your life is preaching. Your life is preaching. There's a lot of words inside you going to come out, but until the meantime, your life's preaching just fine. You just keep it up. You just keep it up. Awesome, powerful service. And just thank God for each and every one of you. Tomorrow is football ministry. Will goes a lot. Dakota goes a lot. Dad goes a lot. I go when I can. Occasionally I miss when one of my kids are playing sports, but most of the time I try to go. But look, it's not a closed club as far, you know, any of you guys in here, come on out. It's fun. At 5:30, is that, or 5? Let's say 5 just in case. And when the practice, it's no big deal, and you don't have to say anything. Those guys just like seeing people out supporting them. And stay in the end zone. And we're really not there usually 20 minutes, if that. I mean, once we start, we're there like 5, 10 minutes. It's not an all-night commitment. So I would encourage you to be about that. Be in prayer for prison ministry at Camp 18 tomorrow. God's Gym. Oh, yes. God's Gym, 9:30 at My Dungeon. My Dungeon. D, that's another one you preach, because you came up to me saying we've been procrastinating, we've been putting it off, and D comes up and says, God says it's time. And, you know, I don't listen to everybody, I'll be honest. I don't. I mean, I love all of you, but I don't listen to everybody. Just kidding. But when Dalton talks, I listen. And it's going to be 9:30 at my house. If you need directions or you need to meet up here, we'll arrange transportation. We're going to have a good time. We're going to pump some iron, and we're going to have a devotional. And we're going to see some faith muscles grow. Sunday morning, of course. Sunday night, youth. Anything else? We've prayed all night, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to hug it out. You're dismissed, but I want you to go find as many people as you can that need a hug and love on them. Tell them you love them. God bless you.